You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. You know, at one point last week, we were number 30 in Australia for sexuality on podcasts.
Super wild.
Lasted a few days. We're still in the top 200.
We've hit the Australia market.
Yeah, and it's
not for it.
That last episode that we did, our Sunshine and Orgies or whatever.
It's not all Sunshine and Orgies.
Yeah, we're just bitching on the world. Is all of a sudden our like most listened to episode. I'm like, that was the one we were like, we were like, we shouldn't have done that.
We were so negative.
Whatever, fuck it.
And put it out anyway.
Of course, that's the one that everybody's going to start listening to. That and the one with our sexy Australian friend, Rachel.
Yeah.
That one's picking up a lot of traction as well, as it should. And you know what's a shame? I want to throw this out there. Like, if you all have not gone to subscribe to Rachel yet, like,
do it.
She is literally one of the sexiest fucking OF models that super I've met. Cool. And I don't like give people this kind of fucking promotion for free. Right. I don't. Like, I have friends.
And she's a friend of ours, too. Right. Like, she's super cool.
But she's telling me she's, like, not making any money on it because she's newer. And people are just coming and basically trying to, like, you know,
do all the free shit. Right.
And, like, y'all, I'm telling you, she's
worth it.
She's worth it to spend the money on her and, you know, invest. You know, think of it like this. An investment for your jerk-off future. That's what we're going to call it.
All right.
Anyways, so now that we've made our guest awkwardly listen to this intro, we're going to introduce Patsy Roach, who I'm super excited about because Patsy has a knack for fishing, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right? Patsy, you're an avid fisherman, right?
Cat fishing, yeah.
Tell me a bit about yourself, Patsy. Introduce yourself to our guests, and let's get into this.
Sure. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm 61 years old, but I don't act it. I do have pink hair because my stuff is called Pink Lady Against Scammers. I've had the pink hair for 4 years now, and I plan to keep it forever. I'll be That's awesome. 90-year-old lady with pink hair.
I love it. I love that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like I would do that, too.
And it's my favorite color, and it really works with my white hair. So
that works, yeah.
Yes. So, I started a blog in 2016. I'm not looking to date anybody. I'm happily divorced for a very long time. And I just signed up for like Match.com because I was curious. I didn't know anything about online dating. And the very first guy that contacted me was a guy in the Army. He was on a peacekeeping mission somewhere in the world, which is a line that would get used many times. And the first thing about it was just a lot of love bombing and sweet talk. And I was like, dude, you just met me, you know? And so anyway, a couple of days later, I'm at work and I show his picture to a coworker. And she goes, oh, is he in the Army? And I go, yeah. She goes, well, he's a scammer. I go, what are you talking about? I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, no.
And so she's like, yeah. And she starts to explain it to me. So that night I come home, I do my own research. Not that I didn't believe her. I wanted to know more.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I Googled his picture and it said scammer. So I emailed him back and said, don't ever contact me again. You're a scammer and blah, blah, blah. And I blocked him. But it shook me up a little bit, you know, because I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to come find me? And my friend's like, no.
It was a little unnerving to, like, you know, we've been in communication and now, like,
I got got. Did I get got? What vulnerabilities did I just open myself up to?
What did they find out about me? Right. Absolutely. Exactly.
Yes, because, I mean, I shared my life, stuff about my daughter, because I talk about my daughter now, but in the beginning, I shielded her from all this, but she's an adult now and she can handle herself. We did a TikTok video of her coloring my hair, last year.
Awesome.
So
all right, cool.
It was fun. But then it would continue onto the dating site Our Time and then Plenty of Fish, which is Plenty of Fakes. And I would get all these conversations and they were just really weird. you know? And so, you know, talked to my hairdresser. I said, you know, I've always wanted to start a blog. Maybe this is my topic. And so I started the blog. I would screenshot all the conversations and post them so that you could hear the weird stuff that they say. And eventually sweet talk you into sending them money and gift cards. And then in 2020, I decided I would never talk to them on the phone. I was too scared. And I don't know what happened in 2020. Maybe it was COVID hit. I decided to start actually, because they would call me and I would talk to, they would call through the app.
Right.
And
right.
I would start talking to them. And I started recording the conversations, which all of them are out on my YouTube channel. And it was just the stuff that, to hear, first off, the guy does is not Chris Evans, because he doesn't sound like Chris Evans, you know, because I've gotten fake celebrities, and I'm a huge Chris Evans fan. He's my cougar crush, big time, you know.
Yeah, I like Chris Evans.
Oh, man, you know, he is America's ass. That's all I got
he
to say.
He is America's ass, exactly.
She showed me, like, two pictures of his ass yesterday.
I was like, hey, look, there's America's ass.
Endgame. Endgame, which is where they really, you know, I'm a big Marvel fan. So,
We love Marvel.
Our child's baby room was Marvel.
Yeah, like, not like
and not like
the QC.
Baby one. Not that we went full, like, you're going full comic, you know, like, gore and all. Because,
yep, really, don't care.
Yeah,
I love it.
We love Marvel. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. So, but it's just so that you can hear what they would say. And I don't go by my name. I go by Suzanne Sugarbaker, which was a character in the TV show Designing Women. So okay. I go by Suzanne, and I, you know, it depends what. In the beginning, it was a Southern accent. Now it's more of a New York Jewish accent in a way. It's terrible.
Right.
But and then other times, I like a couple times on my lives, I talk like, hey, I talk like Minnie Mouse, you know, and they don't, you know,
don't care.
But so then I joined TikTok 3 years ago at the advice of my cable man who came to install cable into my house. And, so I have magnets on my car that advertise it. So he was asking questions. Well, I could talk about this for hours, you know? And he goes, well, have you ever thought of getting on TikTok? And I'm like, gosh, no, I didn't know a whole lot about it. So I joined it. And the first year was fine. I did short videos. I was able to reach 1,000 followers so that you could do lives, but I only did maybe one live at that point.
Okay.
And then 2 years ago, I saw a girl posting conversations with a scammer. She had a very good voice. That's the first thing that I thought of was, gosh, she's got a great radio voice. And so I'm like, well, gosh, maybe I should start uploading my audio conversations. Because you see me, and I make faces on stuff that they say. And I mean, a lot of the people are like, I just love the facial expressions that you do when you're doing all this. So I started uploading those. And then with the proper hashtags, I've gone from like 1,500 followers to 30,000 followers today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it went pretty fast. I was not expecting that. So then I started doing lives. Okay. And then last year, probably in midsummer, fall, I started got to know people, brought them in boxes. I had, you know, because I was still doing on my own, recording the audios and stuff. And one gal said, well, why don't you talk to a scammer live on a TikTok live? And I'm like, I'll have to figure out how to do that, you know. Well, forgetting that I have an iPad that I rarely use, I, you know, and so I pulled it out. So I do my live feed on my iPad and I use my phone to talk to the boyfriends. That's why I refer to them as the boyfriends. And so, so of course, some of these guys talk so soft and you can't hear them, but other guys talk very loud, very clear. I act like a complete buffoon and goofball because that's what I do best. And I always felt if you're going to educate someone, make it fun, you know?
Right. For sure.
And so I started doing that. And then in January, I kind of wanted to shake things up. I only did lives like twice a week and we had a little drama go on with some people last fall. I won't go into that. And I decided I need to revamp and figure things out. And so I actually did a survey asking people, what do you want? And some ideas that I had. And so I started doing lives every night. Now there are some nights, okay, if I've got, like I got movie tickets on the 23rd, that's not going to happen. I post my TikTok live schedule on TikTok. So they know what nights I won't be on.
That's smart. I like that.
I just thought of that. I started doing that in June.
No, that's smart. Like,
yeah,
we can't plan ahead.
No, we can't plan ahead, but like maybe. Like,
well, I always put on their subject to change because there may be one night. Oh, I got tickets for the something. Then I just go and change it and change the re-upload it. You know, just to kind of let people know this is when I'm here.
She's my new social media manager for her own brand.
Yeah, I have not been for forever. So
I've been social media manager for her brand for quite some time. So I'm letting her take over. So just.
Pop the little nugget.
Yeah, I'm just gonna forget about it. I'm gonna forget. I don't even have to worry about that information anymore.
It is now.
It's not my problem anymore. Thanks, Patsy.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So anyway, so I do these lives every night, and it's called Pink Lady After Dark Chats with the Scammer or Chats with the Boyfriends. Okay. You're not really supposed to. TikTok is kind of particular in certain words you can say lately. Although I do say scammer when I'm talking to them, but I just refer to them as the boyfriends. And I mean, I stream live on YouTube at the same time now. I started that about 2 months ago. I've got a few people in there, not a lot, but I've got regulars that come in every night. And so I've just set up the iPad, pull the phone out, and just go through. All mine are Instagram. I have a Suzanne Sugarbaker account on Instagram, and then I have Patsy the Pink Lady account. And I just pull from that. You know, they all message me. Now, you should not do this. I always tell everybody, don't go off your main social media platform. Because when you, like, if you stay on Instagram, they can keep track of everything. If you go off to another one, like, I use Zanji, and I'll explain why in a minute. But if you go off to, like, Telegram or WhatsApp or Signal or Google Chat, it's encrypted over there. And it goes into the abyss. Like on Zanji, after I'm done having maybe a text conversation with some of them, when I want to block them and then clear the conversation, I can clear it on both ends. So they don't have a record of it, but I make sure I get whatever snapshots I need. You know,
screenshot what you need, right?
Yeah. So I mean, I always tell people, I'm doing this so you don't have to, but don't go off your main platform because basically, this is a couple months ago, I had a fake Chris Evans. And I was chatting with him through Instagram chat, the audio conversation, And I played Fangirl in the beginning, and then I kind of brought down the hammer, Thor's hammer. And I just, you know, I go, you're not Chris Evans, blah, blah, blah. And I guess I dropped the F-bomb too much, you know, and then Instagram zapped me. And I ended up losing that account. I had two other accounts as backup. Okay. So I ended up, but that's the account I had the longest since I first joined Instagram, you know. So I had to rebuild all that.
That's tough.
All of mine, and then I just tell these guys, let's go to because I can get away saying a lot more stuff over on Zanji. But I got to be careful because TikTok will put me in TikTok Live jail, which I've been in twice lately.
No. Oh, man.
I get going talking to these guys and I just stuff comes out and I say it, you know, and
I get that.
Yeah.
That is you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a really good time. I've got a great following. I've met so many wonderful people on TikTok and sharing these stories and educating other women. I hope.
So I think it's interesting too, because you're looking at it on the dating aspect of things. Now we can look at it from a swinger aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of, you know, we have a lot of women that'll reach out to us that will be like, hey, we want to, you know,
meet up or whatever
it is. And because we have our own following and I guess, I don't know, track record, you know, we're safe, you know, we can prove stuff. So we have a lot of people reach out. And I used to be the main point of contact for
everything.
Really. And I was getting a tattoo one day, this one right here, and we got matched.
With somebody.
And I was like, hey, here you go.
And he hands it to me. And usually he's like already, if I'm going to be like communicating with somebody, he's vetted them usually.
Our rule of thumb, which she should have known, is that everybody is assumed to be a dude. Until proven otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can talk. We can talk like a normal person.
Right.
But until I have verified otherwise, I'm going to assume you're a guy.
Right. But again, in my defense, when you were getting your tattoo, I had thought that you had previously spoken to this person. You were just like, hey, I can't focus on this conversation right now because I'm in the middle of getting a tattoo. And so I just assumed and that's what we get for assuming, that you had already talked to them. So I just jumped into the conversation and was like, cool, we've already like done the vetting. Yeah, and apparently we had not. And I got catfish.
The second I got back to the conversation,
he was like, red flag.
I was like, I smell
I have a red flag I hold up. I can't find it right now.
Which the red flag for us in the swinging community is immediately if a woman sends you a dirty picture
right
before you ask for it.
Well, no, but it wasn't even a dirty picture. She was like, hey, heading to the gym, and sent like a picture.
No. She started talking dirty to us. She was okay, asking wasn't us sending, for dirty pictures.
Right, and I was like, oh, I can't right now. Like, he's in the middle of getting a tattoo.
And I was like, we don't do that without verifying first.
Right.
That is always my red flag. I'm telling you right now, there's never a woman that has come to us. Oh, I'm sorry. We have one exception. One exception was the one that drove like 60 miles round trip to us the other week. That one, I thought that was a dude.
I thought.
Until she showed up in my bedroom, I was like, this is going to be a dude, but I'm willing to find out. And she was a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Gorgeous.
So I'm glad I took the risk on that one.
But anyways.
Any other time that a woman has like sent us a picture first or has asked for something sexual first, it's been a dude.
Mm-hmm. Right. But again, I was under the impression that he had already been in communication, not knowing that literally he had matched, handed me the phone and was like, talk to this person. So like, again, there was no, like usually we communicate better, but like it was.
I mean, she got to the point. She was like, yeah, we can meet tonight.
Well, they were like, hey,
I was
what
like,
are you
oh,
doing?
Wow. We're like, good job. Like, I usually don't do same day stuff, but hey, you know.
Again, if I had known that you had not spoken to them before literally handing me the phone, I would have been a little more guarded. But again, thought it was someone that he had already spoken to. And
the second I parked the car, grabbed the phone and looked at it,
You were like, hey, let's switch or let's give out each other's phone numbers.
Yeah, so we got a phone number.
So we got their phone number.
I don't mind. You can.
I'm like, whatever. Our phone number is out there. Whatever. Like, doesn't matter.
I've got a lot worse stuff out there than that, you know.
Right. I'm not going to answer my phone anyways. So exactly.
What are you going to do with it? So I'm able to look at their phone number by reverse.
It's like that's immediately what he did.
Why wouldn't I? And I can see the Google Voice number, or I can see if it's registered to somebody.
Oh, it was his real phone number.
I do that too.
It was his real phone number. You know, so I was able to see who it was, an immediate red flag there. I know exactly who it is to this day. The guy doesn't even know that I know who it is.
Right.
Maybe I should pass his info off to you.
Right. Like, hey, why don't you
phone numbers.
Yeah.
Because I have my followers. They send me phone numbers that scammers have used, as long as they're not, you know, foreign. And there's a segment that we started Memorial Weekend, and it's called, if you're familiar with Big Bang Theory, you know the song Soft Kitty. Okay. So we refer to it as Soft Kitty Calls. And so I have people in the boxes, and I will call these numbers. Most of the time you get voicemail, but we'll all sing Soft Kitty. And the first time we did this, now when I am talking to a scammer, I never break character. I never laugh. I come close, but I keep it under control. We're doing these calls and I can't stop laughing. Yeah. I think it was a Friday Memorial or Thursday. It was just crazy. And so we call and we'll sing Soft Kitty, Warm Kitty, you know, and then at the end, the rest of them go meow, you know, so I'm leaving all these voice messages. Some of them are actually businesses. Oh, and my one friend, Tony, is like, can you imagine them coming in on Tuesday morning, everybody gathered around this person's desk to hear this message? But that same night, I called and American guy answered the one phone, because I think at that point I was doing like, hello, I'm Suzanne Sugarbaker and you just won a chance to be my husband. You're one of the top five candidates. I go through this whole silly spiel until we changed it to Soft Kitty. But this one guy answered and I go, are you American? He goes, well, yeah, I live in Florida. You know, and so I told him what was going on. And then he ended up following me on TikTok. Everybody loved him. They all just thought he was a hoot. And then I call another guy and he's American. And so I got two new followers. One of them texted me back and said, God, thank you for the good laugh. I really needed it. I'm your biggest fan, you know? But we do, when I get new numbers, we do call. Actually, I have a really fun story. A couple of weeks ago, the one DJ in St. Louis, who I was on her podcast, posted on her Facebook page with these two phone numbers of this scammer trying to scam her 89-year-old dad.
No.
So I immediately replied, Judy, we're going to make these phone calls on my TikTok live. And so she's like, let me know what happens. And so I was telling everybody on the live. So called the first number, a guy answers. I sounded like a blubbering idiot. I'm usually prepared, and I go, well, I'm a scammer therapist, and I was wondering if I could help you. And it's on my YouTube. I download my lives and cut out the conversations that I have and put them on YouTube and on TikTok. And I'm going on, and so I have a subscription to Ben Verified, and I put in the phone number. It says Houston, Texas. And I said, so do you live in Houston, Texas? Well, no. Why would you say that? I go, well, where do you live? Wisconsin. Oh, geez, I love cheese. I go through my little thing. And then he circles back. Well, why do you think I live in Houston, Texas? I go, I don't know. It was just the first thing on my mind. No, I want to know why you thought. Well, it turns out this guy really does live in Houston, Texas. One of my followers, Tony, who also participates in my online chats. He plays my Uncle Tony. And and he has the best voice, but he can make it sound so scary you will shit in your pants. You really will. And he scares me sometimes. Not on his side. But anyway, he has a bunch of different businesses. One of them, he has a private investigation company. And so I had sent this to him. He wasn't on that night. I sent this to him. And he got back to me like 2 days later. And he said, yeah, he goes, actually, he has a contact at the FBI. This is in Houston, Texas. This is a place that the FBI is keeping an eye on, And I'm just like, oh my God. So I post all this on Judy Diamond, the DJ's page, along with a link to the video so that she can hear it all.
Right.
I mean, that was, and then I did call again the other night, and I didn't expect him to answer the phone. And I bumbled again, and I just said, oh, well, hello, I'm with the Vasectomies of America, and we're doing a fundraising thing. Because one of the jobs I have, when they ask what you do, I say I'm a doctor. And I say, yeah, I do vasectomies and erectile dysfunction, And to these guys, I don't think it means anything. But I was a proctologist. I said, well, as a proctologist, I deal with butts, And then somebody had said, hey, you need to be a urologist. Okay, sometimes I'm an entrepreneur, and I own an escort service and a men's gentleman's club. And then somebody will write pole dancer, and I'll say, yeah, and I used to be a pole dancer. You get to be very, my followers, I prefer to call them as friends because that's how I feel about them.
Right.
I mean, they feed me and I work it into the conversation.
That's so cool.
It gives me a chance to be completely insane. One guy told me, you're goofy. I said, yes, and I can give you references. But I mean, in the end, it gets, right away, it's like they fall in love with you, And for women who don't know the game, this is a perfect way to learn it, to see, oh, wow. Well, one of my followers on YouTube, Chaos, she times how quick into the conversation they ask for a gift card. The quickest was 30 seconds, because after I got off the thing, she goes, oh my God, that was 30 seconds. So she times it whenever it gets to that, but I will send a fake gift card, has nothing on it. And then they'll be, oh baby, thank you, I love you, the whole spiel. And then they'll come back a little later. There's nothing on it, honey. Do you have the receipt? I'm like, no, I don't have the receipt. And then I kind of bring down the hammer again and just, I go, I know it's fake. I go, I sent it to you on purpose. You're a scam. I never know half the time what's going to come out of my mouth, but it'll be basically, you're a scammer. There's a one video. It was from early May, and I was just really crazy on it. It was a guy, I get a lot of guys who pretend to be Prince Faza from Dubai. Okay. Well, first off, he's not going to talk to an American woman. But I mean, I just play with him, and the one video I had talked to him, and I guess I blocked him on Zanji, and he contacted me on Instagram, and I don't remember everything. I can't keep, there's too many to keep track of.
There's too much going on.
Right. And it makes it that much better because then I say stuff and I'm like, oh, I'm so, I don't remember. I think I fell and hit my head or something. And but this guy is like, you know, I just start singing because I always open my lives with music, songs. And that night, I think I did Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. And so he's just going on, you know, because he knows I caught his game and whatever. And I'm just like, hey, do you like music? And I, you know, I use Spotify, turn on Hot Stuff. And I just start going nuts. And he's there like, oh, my God. Oh, my baby. He starts singing, you know, back. And then he puts on this lady who's supposedly his sister. And, you know, oh, you're so beautiful. We will be sisters if you marry my brother. It was a crazy night because sometimes I can get really wound up. Gotta watch my mouth on TikTok, but I can get really wound up and just, you know, I do get junk pictures from men, although I think they're actually somebody else's, but some scammer boys did send me theirs because it was not white. And I have started my followers like, well, we want to see these pictures, and I can't show them on TikTok.
All right, you're like, these are not safe.
Yeah, so I started a Discord page for Patsy the Pink Lady, and then I have another server, I think that's the term they use, called the Pink Lady Pecker of the Week. And so I upload them all there, so this way, you know, it's private, you got a request, they're right. All there, you can see them. But I have this one specific picture that I keep on my phone. I had a guy video chat. Now, when I video chat, I wear a blonde wig and glasses. And I actually bought a new wig finally. He was video chatting me, and this was like a real guy. He looked Middle Eastern, didn't speak English, basically wanted me to take my shirt off and pop out the girls and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, I just play the dumb blonde, you know?
Right. You're like,
he was got his pants down and taking care of business. So I'm screenshotting all this, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So the one picture, every time a scammer pisses me off, oh, I want to see a beautiful picture of you. You know, I asked my friend Suzanne from Australia, okay, what do I send them? Send them the junk picture. You know, everybody's typing, send the junk picture. And I send it. And these guys are like, what's that? I go, well, if I got to explain it to them, you should know what it is. You know, and these guys get kind of upset when you do that. There are so many scenarios and stories. You know, the one recently I told some of them is, and I do it with much emotion, you know, because I can fake cry really good. And I said, well, you know, I'm a widow, about 10 years. My husband was taking my German Shepherd dog, Toto, for a walk, and a storm hit. And tree fell down, took my husband's head off. And Toto comes back carrying his head in his mouth and dumps it on my front porch. I fall over and pass out. I'm in the hospital, you know, and the guy's there. Oh my God, that's terrible. That's terrible. And then he goes, so what are you doing now? And I'm just like, dude, I just told you a tragic story. And then my TikTok guys, folks are just like going nuts. They're like, oh my God. And they're like, where do you come up with this stuff? Driving in church, sitting watching TV, a lot of it's driving home from work. It's like, oh, wait, this would be a great, I don't try to plan too far ahead, but certain things I'm like, oh, this would be good. So I got to write it down so I don't forget it. You know,
she's my notepad now. I have ideas, and sometimes they're half ideas, and I'll just be like, write this down. It'll make sense to me later. And then I go back to it.
Or he'll just like come like running into the room and just
pages and pages.
You'll like sometimes like I'll be in a different room and you'll come running into the room and you'll just like shout like a random like one or two word thing at me. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, just write it down. Just write it down. I'm like,
yeah.
What is it? He's like, just write it down before I forget. Okay. Yeah. Like it'll like make zero sense. But like later I'll swing back through and be like, hey, remember this random nonsense you just shouted out at me? And he's like, oh yeah, I remember. Thanks. Like
Yeah. Well, I can remember being at church. I'm Catholic, so don't hold that against me. I'm not a good Catholic. But I go on Saturdays so I can sleep in on Sundays, and I can remember being in the middle of Mass texting one of my followers that I'm good friends with. I said, hey, what do you think of this? And she goes, that's a great idea. She goes, where are you? I go, I'm in church. Shouldn't you be praying? I am praying. I go, this was divine intervention and God gave me this idea. Okay.
I needed to get it on me
when I'm at church, you know.
Right. Yes. I get that.
So, but no,
when you come up with the ideas, you got to get them out.
I got to put it down. I'll forget.
Yes.
if we were to like give some like quick like tips to, you know, the general community on like, hey, if you're going to start getting into the dating world, like what are your like top three signs that someone is going to be a scammer?
Well, first thing is, if you are on a dating site, if the guy doesn't live in your area, don't waste your time. You know, the second one is, if they start out the conversation, hello, love, hello, pretty, a term of endearment, that's the next one. And then the love bombing will start. And they kind of all ask the same questions. It's like, do you live alone? Do you own your house? Do you own your car? A favorite one is, have you eaten? Are you stressed? So I like ask all these questions to these guys, you know, and actually I flipped it last night. This one guy, I was talking to him and I started doing this. He said something. I said, well, you know, hey, I could use a gift card. I need my internet. It's really bad. Can you send me a gift card? You know, and he didn't know what to do and he hung up on me. Yeah. And then I call back and I just keep calling, being a pest. But I mean, those are your main ones, the love bombing, you know, the English and the way they type. I read these messages on my lives and I just get a headache because the grammar is so bad.
Very, you know, obvious, I'm, usually when it's somebody that is obviously not
English,
right? The syntax of the sentence is all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah. One funny video I will tell you about that was, I think, the night before. I had a guy pretend to be Chris Evans. And so I was, he wasn't playing Chris Evans. He was some other guy. Supposedly we spoke a long time ago. I don't remember. And he goes, you blocked me. And I said, oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sorry. You know, my sister Suzette, she gets a hold of my phone and just messes things up on, you know, whatever. Right. And so, you know, so he goes, well, I was wondering if you're still single. And I said, well, no, I got married a few months ago. I said, I married Chris Evans, you know, Captain America. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he hangs up. So I'm thinking that's the end of it. He calls back. He did his research and found out who he really married. And so I'm making up this elaborate story of, no. I said, the wedding was very private. She was the stand-in to make it look like he was marrying her, but he actually married me. You know, and I said, as soon as we get the wedding pictures back, I said, I'll send you, you know, but he kept insisting that, you know, and I'm like, he's smarter than some of the rest. He actually went and Googled and found out, you know, who he's really married to. I'm like, I'm not married to him, you know.
You're like, man, were you that committed to, you know, finding out? And you're like, you know, at least they did their research, I guess. I mean,
I was shocked. That's the first time something like that ever happened to me. Okay. You know. Because I make up some crazy stories.
So what would your, do you have any suggestions for like a surefire way to make sure that somebody they're chatting to is a legit person?
A lot of times, one thing I saw on a Facebook military page several years ago was tell the guy to take a picture of himself holding three fingers up by his face. These guys will not do it. Or if they do, it's two fingers. Or he'll say, well, I felt like showing five fingers. And yeah, I'm like, no, those are my rules. You know, and there, I have yet to, I had one guy try to Photoshop one, but I could tell it was, the finger didn't match. The third one, you know, but I mean, that's one thing. You know, like if, I know in the beginning, like I live in St. Louis and the big question everybody asks everybody is, what high school did you go to? And, you know, that's just a big thing here. And so I would ask a guy, oh, what high school did you go to? Well, he would have to Google it, and then he would come back, and I would be like, oh, really? I thought that school closed, you know, or whatever.
Right,
or
but
no, basically have him take a picture himself, hold up three fingers by their face. Okay. I have a standard picture that I used to use all the time, but I don't anymore because all my pictures are me as Suzanne with my wig now. And because in the beginning I did use, when I had brown hair, I used to color my hair brown. I would use those pictures. And then now it's like, I don't even use them anymore. It's always the wig, you know?
I mean, that's how we kind of like ended our, when we got catfished that one time, you basically were like, hey, can, before we, cause we didn't like send any pictures. They were definitely trying to get us to like send pictures cause they knew what it was that we did. I'm like, you can like, if you really want to see it, like go subscribe, whatever. But they basically kept pushing and pushing. And we were like, well, how about this? Like, let's verify that we are both real. So we're going to take a video. We're going to say, hey, our name, or we said their name. We're like, hey, so-and-so, we're, you know, Jason and Stephanie. Just wanted to say hi, you know, send a video back. Same thing. And then they didn't. And we were like, I mean, we already were under the impression that it was...
Oh, well, no, we got a response back that said, oh, ha, 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 I already took off my top. Give me a second to get another shirt on.
Yeah, because
I think we just never heard back.
Right.
That's a big thing. That's the other thing. You can ask them the video chat. My favorite is when they do celebrities and the video is terrible. It's a grainy video. Keanu Reeves is a big one. You get a lot of these. And then you have AI in place now where I've gotten several videos from fake Keanu, fake Taylor Kinney, Jason Momoa, and the voice is the same in all of them. And there's no expression in their voice. It's like, hi, Jason, how are you? I'm so glad that you're my biggest fan. You know, I post those. And then you have to look closely because a lot of times the eyes don't blink right. And there's something wrong with the mouth. You know, you have to look really close. But
yeah, I mean, in the world of like AI right now, and like, it's got to be hard to like, truly know, like, I mean, I'm sure you know what you're doing now.
Yeah,
the AI voice.
The AI voice and the AI pictures and just everything AI in general. Like, it's getting to the point where you're like, is this real? Is this not? You're like, it's hard.
Everyone is a dude.
Right. No, I know that. Otherwise. But it is very tough to, like, because I'm just a trusting person by nature.
Yeah.
And so I'm like.
Maybe we should break it down and say, assume everyone is an Indian dude until proven otherwise.
Well, and I always believe to look for the best in people. But when it comes to this, I immediately, you know, there's no innocent until proven guilty. They're guilty until they prove to me that they're not.
True. And that has been the hardest thing for me.
It's a numbers game for them, too. They just throw out whatever.
And someone will eventually stick. Like, I know my mom, like, and I know it's not, like, the dating, like, aspect, but, like, my mom will, like, text me and be like, hey, did you get Verizon's free TV that they're sending out? And I was like, what are you talking about, Mom? And she was like, yeah, mine didn't work, though. She was like, did you get that text from them?
I had to go pay for shipping, so I went to the website and I put my credit card in, but that one didn't work, so I put the second one in.
And I'm like, Mom, what do you... And then you were like, red flag. You were like, nope, they would not have asked for that. And she was like, but what do you mean? We're like, that was a scam. And she was like, no! We're like, go cancel your cards. And she was like,
yeah.
So you didn't get the free TV either? I was like, no.
Nope, it's just not a thing.
I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. That is what somebody told me. Yeah.
But like, I just have a hard time. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, you know, again, I grew up with the, like, just, you know,
I'm skeptical of everything.
He's very skeptical. And I'm just like, cool. This is awesome. And I wonder where I get it from. You know, my
when I hear this sweet talk, it just bounces off me. I'm just like, ugh.
Oh yeah. No, like I'll have people messaging me.
It's all the same.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, hey baby, or hey, you know, hey love. Or I'm just like, no,
I love it. Oh, your pictures, they're so beautiful. And depending on what mood I'm in, I'm like, dude, you need glasses because I purposely make myself unattractive. You know, I mean, that wig is, you know, it's better. When I first started using the wig last fall, it was a wig that I wore when I went bar hopping on Halloween. My friend and I dressed up like Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World, and I was Garth. So this wig, you'll see in the older videos, it is just hideous. I have to wear a hat or something on my head because it's... So when I was at Party City in May, I said, okay, I need to get a new wig. And I got a new one, which is a lot better. But it's hot.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, they're not easy to wear, the wigs. You were wearing a fake little, like, get-up mullet yesterday. And you were like, I can't take it off. It's too hot.
Yeah.
Well, Patsy, I think this is a good place for us to end it, and I will make sure that I post all your stuff. We'll definitely find you.
I found you, but
I will connect with you on our TikToks as well, because we've got the
Awkward
Pillow Talk one, and then Stephanie's got one that she's posting reels on. They're a little further away from probably your Catholic leanings.
I'm a very liberal Catholic. So. I am very liberal. I question stuff all the time. I am not a phone.
Well, Stephanie just released a fantastic TikTok on a home renovation where she teaches you how to use caulk.
Yes.
You know, around windowsills, around doorways.
Well, that's why when I say I'm Catholic, I go, I'm not a good Catholic. I'm really not.
Yeah, she teaches you how to use it. White caulk, black caulk, and brown caulk.
And, you know, like, the different uses and, you know, all that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you my Discord, and I'll hook you up to my Pink Lady Peckers of the Week.
There we go.
Sounds good. That'd be fun.
Well, Betsy, it was awesome talking to you. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will be in touch again soon, I'm sure. Hang tight with me after I hit stop on this so everything finishes uploading.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before, so I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast. But I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.